Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Swing Cash. Welcome to episode 13 of She's Got Time. Look, I'm excited about this episode today. We're going to call this one Go Crazy. But y'all know how I like to do. Before we get into it, we have to do the rewind about the week that was for me. Very interesting week. A lot of different traveling that was happening for me and for my family. My husband was in one part of the world. And of course, my mom actually came in to give me a little bit of help with Saint. But I figured out a couple of different things. One was I remember before I was with child, I used to look crazy at some of these parents I saw that would have their little toddlers or kids with these little backpacks or harness on. And sometimes they were like, looked like little leashes around their hand and connected to the parent. And I used to always say, why do you need to do that? It just never felt right. Cause I always felt like those type of things were for like your pets, not for kids, right? Child, listen. I went to my girl chat today and was like, hey, if anybody wants to send me one of those harness for like the toddlers, please do so ASAP. I mean, if you got an Amazon account, just send it over to your girl. Like, literally, I had such an experience chasing Saint, who is pretty much probably a five-star track star right now. Five-star track star. Literally, I'm not even joking with y'all. Like, I will post some videos for you on She's Got Time. But the kid just takes off. Like, as soon as his feet hits the ground, he's just gone. And before, when I used to travel, it was easy. I just put him in a seat, pack up the stuff, and then we jump on the plane. Well, that ain't happening anymore. I can't even begin to tell y'all. I mean, he's, even when I take him out of the stroller slowly, the kid just takes off. I've had so many random people in the airport now that are just like, oh, he's so cute. I'm like, yeah, he's so cute, but can you catch him before he flies down the, you know, down the jetway out there to the plane? Listen, I am not a judgmental person. I really try not to be or pass judgment, but I did use a side eye. I will admit that a little bit, those harness, but I'm just saying, any of my followers, y'all, if y'all want to send me one, please, I'll DM you the address. I mean, unbelievable. But I also learned something about myself, and relationship with my mom. So my mom and I are super close. Any of you all that know my history with my mother, I learned that my mom literally does not go into beast mode or go into I'm watching my grandson mode until I'm gone. So like when I'm in the room and I'm present, I feel like I'm still like working. I mean, how many moms, like y'all have to write me, DM us, send us a message, comment below. Let me know how many of you have grandparents or somebody that's traveling with you and you're actually working, but they're supposed to be helping, but they don't really start getting into the help mode until you leave to go to work. I'm like, I could have used like an hour or so of sleep earlier. I'm just saying. No, but it's really funny the relationship my mom and I have, and when it comes to kind of her grandson, and it's just hilarious. I told my mom, there were times my mom was like ready to walk into people traveling. My mom's traveled with me all around the world, but she's just not a good traveler. And I told her, I said, you're stressing me out because literally I feel like my son and I, we have it down packed. But when I have my son and I and my mom, I was like, man, this is stressful. But you know, you love to have family around, and family being there whenever you have a young child is so, so important. So this past week, I had some traveling chronicles that were very interesting, but a lot of fun, because there's nothing like being able to take my son with me. My husband feels the same way. Whenever we can, we like to make sure that he gets as much exposure to this country, to this world as possible. And traveling is one of those things. So my past week was definitely fun, a lot of work, but exciting on top of that. One of the things I forgot to mention, my last podcast that I wanted to talk about was from NBA All-Star. I got an opportunity to run into one of my girls, Carrie Champion, who works for ESPN. And you ever been just going through something in life and you run into somebody and you start having a conversation and they say something and it's like, man, like the Lord really just kind of talked through you to me right now to confirm something that I knew. It's like whenever you get that confirmation, you're like, all right, I'm good. I'm ready to go. Well, I'm not going to tell y'all what Carrie said, but it was very brief. We had an interaction, able to see her at the Brand Jordan party. And Carrie, I want to tell you that I love you, appreciate you, and just what you said to me about, we'll just say integrity, meant a lot because it helped me make a big decision that I had to make from a professional standpoint this past week. It was a lot of confirmation that I had, and I know that you don't even know or realize that you did that. So I wanted to shout out my girl, Carrie Champion, for sure. All right, so let's get into this go crazy and why I wanted to call this episode 13. Y'all lucky it ain't Friday the 13th, but call it go crazy is because how many of you saw that amazing Nike commercial? Now, and of course, I know some of y'all are like, well, yeah, we may have saw it. No, you had to have seen it. I mean, it was so powerful. It was so on point, and it was so for the culture right now. I have to give a shout out to Nike because, and I'm being very transparent with y'all, obviously Nike was a sponsor of mine throughout my career, obviously playing in the WNBA, was a sponsor of mine, and they sponsored the WNBA NBA right now. But what they've been able to do over this last year with making sure that they are not only progressive, but also staying true to what the country's values are, and not only supporting Cap, but now coming out with this campaign and this commercial to show women that we can be strong, we can be powerful, and we are not all these other things that people say that we are. It's so powerful to me. And as I was scrolling through social media, it was so amazing to see the diversity of people posting that image. And a lot of times people think that, oh, if somebody posts a brand, they got paid to do it. Let me tell y'all, I follow a lot of different people from sports, people in the political realm, people that are in corporate world, people that are educators. And it was refreshing to see how many people were posting and talking about this new Nike ad. And for those of you to watch the Oscars, I mean, it was a lot of excitement to see Spike Lee, obviously, when it was a lot of excitement to see Regina King and other people that were able to win. People, especially people of color that have not been in that position before, to have multiple people winning like this, it was really refreshing. And I'm not going to say anything about Picture of the Year. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. The campaign was run during the Oscars. And immediately, I just saw the buzz on social media. And I was really happy that I got an opportunity to really talk about this a little bit in a few of my girl chats, because everyone was talking about their point of view or what they saw or how relatable the commercial was. So we can't play it for you here because, look, there ain't nobody gonna be trying to send us any invoices, any bills or anything else. But what I will tell you is you can go to YouTube, you can go to Nike.com, you can go to Nike social media and obviously hear it for yourself. And Serena Williams narrates the commercial, so you hear her voice and she's also in the clips. But it's so powerful because it brings all these different women in sports and it talks about kind of why it's important to dream crazier is what it's called. So let me just read to you the wording of it so that you get an idea of what we're talking about before I kind of give you my opinion completely on my thoughts on this commercial. So it goes like this. If we show you emotion, we're called dramatic. If we want to play against men, we're nuts. And if we dream of equal opportunity, delusional. When we stand for something, we're unhinged. When we're too good, there's something wrong with us. And if we get angry, we're hysterical, irrational, or just being crazy. But a woman running a marathon was crazy. A woman boxing was crazy. A woman dunking, crazy. Coaching an NBA team, crazy. A woman competing in a hijab. Changing her sport. Landing a double quarter 1080. And winning 23 grand slams. Having a baby. And then coming back for more. Crazy, 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 crazy. So if they want to call you crazy, fine. Show them what crazy can do. It's only crazy until you do it. Woo! Y'all, even reading that just really just makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. So often, not only in sports, but in every aspect of being a freaking woman in this country, in this world, people don't understand what we have to go through on a day-to-day basis. It's easy to sometimes dismiss us and say we're crazy, we're hysterical, we're irrational. It's easy. It's not easy. It's lazy to give those stereotypes when a woman shows emotion. All right, y'all. So we know that March is Women's History Month, right? And so with it being Women's History Month, we're going to spotlight a brand called Zola for y'all. Now, Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding. It's wedding registry. It has an opportunity for you to set up for people to purchase gifts. I mean, there are over 500,000 couples that have used Zola already. We want y'all to get hooked up because Zola not only has easy access to free wedding websites, but there's also ways that people can go on there, like we said, to find different brands to send you different gifts for your registry. It is unbelievable. And did I mention that it's free? So this is what you have to do. All you have to do is go to www.zola.com/she's got time. Again, it's www.zola.com/she's got time. Now that backslash is going to get you $50 off starting your registry. And I'm telling y'all got to do it. Go check out Zola. See about it. When it's free, hey, it's for me. When a woman's passionate about not only her position, but her job, her career, that she puts the time and the work into, it's lazy to report on women's sports and not really get into the nitty gritty and the stories and the background and paint the picture and do your job. It's lazy to just talk about the one star on the team when the team is full of superstars, but you're not putting in the work. And when someone calls you out on it, they're crazy, right? Man, listen, this commercial says not only that being crazy or being called crazy is perfectly fine, it's saying show them how crazy you really are. And that's why for some of y'all that can't see me but can hear me, I had to go into my son's little toys in his little toy box and pull out his little play bam bam bat. And this is what I got right here. And I think it's hilarious because people tend to think at times that a woman being crazy is mean, she's hysterical, she's going crazy, or she's, you know, being very dramatic. When the reality is you can go crazy and be crazy good. Hell, Serena Williams, 23 grand slams, winning a grand slam pregnant. Women are at the forefront right now of changing the minds of how people cover sports, how people talk about sports, and how people need to respect women that play sports. We're calling people out. We're going crazy because we want equality. We want equal pay. And this commercial to me just sums up where we are at this point right now in history. Now, Lord knows we're at a different point of history that we'll talk about at a different podcast with our country and our political system right now. But the system of not valuing women in sports, that has to be broken down there's a systematic problem with how people are covering sports, how people are talking about sports, and how people view female athletes. And until we show them what crazy can do, we're going to continue to get the same thing over and over again, like that hamster just spinning around in the wheel. So I wanted you guys to just say, listen, I'm not here. I haven't been paid by Nike to do this podcast, but I wanted to do it because it's so important. It's for the culture. It's right now. I appreciate what they have done with this commercial. I appreciate them. Matter of fact, I appreciate them putting the WNBA at the forefront in this commercial. You know why? Because so often when people talk about the best athletes in the world, you rarely hear them put female basketball players in that conversation. I remember being a younger player coming to the WNBA and being signed to Nike and looking at some of the stuff that they were doing and wishing that they were starting to do more how they used to do back in the day with Lisa Leslie and when the league first started. And there was this point in time where you were hoping that brands would understand and value female basketball players. So to see the inclusion of every sport in this commercial, to see the coaches and the diversity. When I tell y'all diversity, there's diversity throughout this whole commercial, this campaign. And that's why I loved it as well. It's painting this picture of what America, of what the world looks like. And it's diverse. Look, I just wanted to share my whole point about going crazy. Watch this commercial for yourself. Think about how maybe at some point somebody's called you dramatic, emotional, irrational, delusional. Think about those things whenever you go in and ask for a raise. Think about those things whenever you want to have a serious conversation with your boss about a promotion. Think about those things whenever you want to start a business from scratch and know you can build that thing into a multi-million dollar business. Think about it when somebody says, you're crazy. And turn to them, flip that hair, sip your tea, pick up your bat, and tell them, I'm going to show you what crazy looks like. That's my advice. That's how I'm living my life right now. That's what I'm on. I don't know what you're on, but that's what I'm on right now. So my whole go crazy thing for this week is find out where your passion is. Whether that's in sports, whether that's in business, whether that's being an entrepreneur, whether that's climbing up and breaking every glass ceiling that there is. But when you get to where you're going, make sure you let them know you had to go a little crazy in order to get there. So we're taking back that power of that word of a woman being crazy and saying, absolutely, call me crazy. I like to get a little crazy sometimes. All right, y'all, before we get out of here, you know we have to do our take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten that crown. This week, oh, Lord. I mean, it's so easy this week, and if y'all don't know this one, to take a seat. Did any of you happen to see that circus that happened down there in Washington, D.C.? Unbelievable. As a paying taxpayer, I not only wanted my time back for having to watch what they were doing, bringing in Michael Cohen, being able to sit there, and what the GOP did was so embarrassing on so many different levels. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. That was a three-ring circus. When I turned on the television and said, I'm going to sit here, I want to hear, I want to know what's going on, whether you believe Michael Cohen or not, whether you believe any of the stuff that's happening with the president, collusion, not collusion, I don't care what your political views are. But when they started bringing in props, and I had to watch on television a prop that had the face of Michael Cohen with a freaking sign that said, liar, liar, pants on fire. I said, good Lord, what in the universe is going on? I remember being in school and learning about history and learning about the president and Congress and three branches and all this stuff. And I never in my wildest dream that I think I would see something like that. But hey, over the last 2 years, I can honestly say I wouldn't expect anything less, because when I think that we're going to go to a low point, we've hit our low point, we go even lower. So to be able to witness that, I just want to just say right now that every person in Congress that is not doing their job in the House, like, if you're going to bring in someone to testify and the American people need to learn what's happening, please do us a favor and be professional and stop bringing in props and signs that have liar, liar, pants on fire. And last but not least, the GOP, I was so disappointed in, to bring in an African-American woman and use her as a prop to talk about why she's working for the White House and how the president of the United States isn't racist because this woman works for him. As a black woman, as an African-American woman in this country, I was so appalled to see that. And I was even more appalled that she wasn't appalled to even be there. But anyway, like I said, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. This is not what She's Got Time is truly about. I speak the truth. I give it to y'all straight. And every single person on the GOP that was okay with that decision to bring in a black woman, to bring in those props and do the things that you did, all of you need to take a seat and hopefully stay seated until you figure out how to freaking stand up and get a spine and act like you're going to do your job. And that goes for anybody on the Democratic side that want to play these games as well. I'm just so tired of it as an American citizen, as a taxpayer. We want the truth and be able to move on. So this week, that my take a seat is for anybody playing games down there in Washington on Capitol Hill. Next, my take a bow for this week. My take a bow is going to go out to Nike for the inclusion of all sports. A lot of times people just go for the superstars, but I felt that this campaign was truly diverse and it had a lot of inclusion of women of all races, all backgrounds, ethnicities. It did not matter. And to me, that was truly important. So Nike, go ahead and take a bow. And last but not least, who needs to level up and straighten their crown? Well, this week, my level up and straighten their crown is going to go out to Miss Sabrina Fulton, who is the mother of Trayvon Martin, the young African-American man who was shot and killed with a hoodie on, some Skittles in his pocket, and did not deserve to die. Sabrina Fulton, I have seen a courageous woman that has continued to not only fight and be an advocate for gun reform, that fights and is an advocate for the laws to be changed, legislation to be passed, but also fights and is an advocate for other moms and family members that have gone through the same thing that she's gone through. As a parent, I don't even know myself if I would be able to have and muster up that level of strength, but I want to say to Sabrina Fulton and to also to his father, but to Sabrina, as a woman, as an African-American woman, I look at you and your strength and want to send you many, many blessings. And thank you for being the advocate that you are today. And thank you for carrying a torch for so many women and for keeping Trayvon's name and his legacy and people to remember him alive. So thank you, Sabrina Fulton. So this week, level up and continue to straighten your crown, queen. And our positive note before we get out of here, it's very simple. The positive note for this week is get a little crazy, go a little crazy, dream a little crazy, and it's okay to be a little crazy. Because who wants to be like anyone else? Be a little different. Be you. Have a lot of fun. And let's take back that word of crazy. People like to use negatively for women and give it its most power. Peace. Make sure you guys check us out on all social media chat platforms at She's Got Time. Of course, we're on YouTube, our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to that. Send us an email, swinggottime@gmail.com. We always appreciate y'all. Join us. We'll see you next time. Swing Cash. They call her Swing Cash.
Swing Cash. I call her Swing Cash.